Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Tosfos Dibur HaMaaz Chamai Taimo, raises a very famous topic. They raise the issue of Ubi Yerachimoy, which is a machlokes and the Gemara in different Masechtos, whether we say Ubi Yerachimoy or Ubi Lav Yerachimoy. So Tosfos gets involved with Psak Halacha. There seems to be a contradiction that Psak Halacha had a pasuk. So in the original Gemaras, what's the nafkamina lahalacha, whether hu b'yarechim or la b'yarechim? So there are different Gemaras. So one Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara has on Mem Aleph on the base in Gittin, the machlokes hatanoim, the two ways to be mishachar and evikneini. You can be mishachar evikneini, ayidei shtar, or ayidei kesef. Because the pasuk says by shivcha harufa, hopte lo nevdosa, ochub shalo nitan lo. So chub shala nitan lo, the Gemara understands, means ayde shtar. Says because of lo sefer krisis. Nasam biyada. So the word lo has the connotation of shichra ayde shtar, and the shtar needs lishma, just like a get needs lishma, shtar kedush needs lishma. So the shtar shichra v'knani also needs lishma. And chub shala nitan lo, hofte lo nefdasa piduya. Pidyon is usually ayde kesef. So the Gemara understands from the pasuk that there are two different ways to be mshachar and evikneini, either ayde kesef or ayde shtar. So the Gemara says a chiluk. If you mshachar ayde kesef, either the evikneini himself has money, or someone else gives on behalf of the evikneini, that's called a kinyan evikneini. Someone else gives the kesef. Let's say under the chuppah, the chassan doesn't have any money to give the kala. He wants to be mekadesh bekesef, so someone else gives the kala kesef, and the chassan says, Arei mekadeshesli, with the kesef that someone else is giving you. That's mekadeshes midin evikneini, because by evikneini, the evikneini is yotze lecheres ayidei kesef. Even if you say kol mashikon evit kon a rabbi, the evikneini doesn't have any kesef to of his own to buy his freedom. But a good Samaritan can give the money to the yodan and say be mishachar the evikneini. That's called shichur ayidei kesef ayidei evikneini. So there are two ways to be mshachar evikneini. So the Gemara says there, and the Rambam quotes la'aloche, that ayidei kesef, you can be mshachar achatzi evid. That's not a problem. Let's say the evid, the value of the evid is $100,000. So someone gives $50,000. So it's mshachar achatzi of the evid. So he's achatzi evid b'chatzi ben chorin. But it's rabbi yamecha b'satz ben yamecha. But if you mshachar ayidei shtar, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Rebbe holds even ayde shtar is also good mishachar chatzi evid. We paskin chatzi evid, you can't be mishachar chatzi evid. Just like you can't be mekadesh chatzi yisha, you can't be megarish chatzi yisha. So you can't be, and you learn that chub shelo nitan lo 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 meisha is learned that from a get yisha. So just like you can't be megarish chatzi yisha, you can't be mishachar chatzi evid. So the Gemara there raises the shaila. And Chav Gimel, that's a Mem Aleph on the base. The Machlag is Hatanayim, where the Meshach Echatzi Eved, Aydei Shtar is Chal Anat, and we paskin against Rebbe that it's not Chal. So the Gemara earlier in Gittin on Chav Gimel on the base has the Machlagis, but the Ubi Yerachimoy, Velab Yerachimoy. What if the woman is Me'uberis, and you give her a Shtar Shechra to be Meshach the Eved alone, and to be Meshach the mother alone, without being Meshach the Eved? It says, Hareyat Baschor in the Velad Echeved, Harei Ha'uber ben Chorin v'harayat shivcha. Is that called Meshachar Chatzi Eved or not? So the Gemara says a deep, simple reading of the Gemara. It depends whether Ubi Yerachimoy, Ubi Lav Yerachimoy. If you hold Ubi Yerachimoy, so it's Meshachar Chatzi Eved, it's one goof. And if you hold Ubi Lav Yerachimoy, then it wouldn't pose a problem of Meshachar Chatzi Eved. There's a famous stira in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes La Locha, this din in the Gemara, in Hilchas Avodim, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, so the Raibid asks, Kashav Reisha HaSefer, there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you mishachar the mother and you leave the uber as an eved, that's okay. Why is it okay? So apparently it's not a chatzi eved. Apparently uber lav yarchima. So they're two different people, two different gufim. Then in the Sefer, the Rambam says, but if you mishachar the uber, and you say the mother should remain a shivcha knainis, that's no good, because it's a chatzi eved. So the rabbi writes, kasha reisha seifa, and the reisha, the Rambam says, mishachra, the mother, and you leave the uber as an eved, that's okay. Obviously, he thinks uber lav yarchimai, so if it's uber lav yarchimai, why is in the seifa? Why does the Rambam say in the seifa it's no good? If it's Meshacha the Uber and he leaves the mother as a Shivcha Kleinis, it shouldn't be a Chatzah. The Rambam says the reason why it's not good is because Chatzah Yevet. So the Ravid says the answer is that in the Sefer it's no good, not because of Chatzah Yevet. You see, from the Reisha, if you mishachra the mother and you leave the Uber as an Eved, the Rambam Paskin is like that line in the Gemara that it's good because we assume Uber is Lav Yerchima. If it's Lav Yerchima, so let it be good in the Sefer also. If you mishachra the Uber, you leave the mother as a Shivcha Kneinis. So he says, maybe it's not good because Uber is a Dovash Lo Bali Yolam. That's how it says in Chosh Mishpat. It says, if I want, the Mechaber writes like that. And Sima Reish Test, the Sima of that being Makna, you can't be Makna and Dovash Lo Bali Yolam. Machlekes HaMeir Nachachamim. HaMeir says you can make a Kinyan on a Dovash Lo Bali Yolam. It won't be Chal now. Can't be Chal calls man, it's not Bali Yolam. But Lekisha Yovel Yolam, it'll be Chal. HaMeir holds, let's say, I want to marry your daughter, but your daughter wasn't born yet, but your wife is expecting a baby, and it may be a girl. The doctor knows it's going to be a girl. Fine. So I say, I give you a ring, say, I want to mimikadosh your daughter, but she wasn't born yet. So the Gemara says, that depends on Rav Meir and the Rabbon. If you hold like Rav Meir, if and when she will be born, then the Kiddushin will be chal. Kiddushin can be chal on a Dovash Lebaliyah. Or let's say you're going to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge, but it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the municipality, but you're negotiating to buy it. So you say you're in the middle of negotiations. If you succeed in buying the Brooklyn Bridge, you sell it to me. So according to Rameh, the Kenyan will be chal likishi abel oilam. If and when you succeed in buying it from the municipality, so then it'll go to me. If you never get it, so it's Dovish Lobolyodam or Lobolyodam is nothing to discuss. But if you sell or you make a Kedushin on a Dovish Lobolyodam, then it becomes Bolyodam. So a mayor says that'll be Chal. We say, no, it's not Chal at all. Same thing, let's say a man gives a woman, agrees, let's say a man wants to become a citizen of the United States. They'll only let him become a citizen if he marries an American citizen. So he wants to marry a girl in order to get citizenship. But she doesn't want to marry him, so he says, do me a favor, marry me, and I'll become a citizen, and then I'll give you a get right away. So she doesn't trust him, and he's going to give her a get. So she said, give me the get in advance. So he writes the get before his mikdash. He gives her, Hariyah Megoresh, and many, if and when I marry you, you should become Megoresh the day after the Kiddushin. Then, okay, so she has the get already, and then he gives her the Kiddushin. Let's say a month after we do the Kiddushin. Then he marries her, gives her the Kiddushin, he gets his citizenship papers, and then the get is chal automatically a month later. So according to Rav Meir, you can make a get on a Dovash Lebalem. You can write a get on the girl who's not yet your wife, and the get will be chal a month after. That's what he said. I raise a gitach, and the get should be chal a month after I marry you. So the get will be chal. And we pass on Dovash Lebalem is no good. That's not called ksiva l'shma. You can't make any kinyan. You can't make any chaloisan on a Dovash Lebalem. Even Ba'ad Lachazman. So that's what, so the Gemara says, if you're Mekadosh and Uber, your wife is expecting a baby girl, I want to marry your daughter, I want to have you as a father-in-law. I didn't meet the girl, she wasn't born yet. So I want to marry your daughter, whoever she's going to turn out to be. So the Pasha Pshat is at the Dovash Lebaliyam. So the Ravid says, in the Sefer, when the Rambam says that he's Meshachre the Uber and he leaves the mother as a Shivcha Kneinis, and the Rambam says no good, he says I can go along with that, but not for the reason that the Rambam gave. The Rambam says the reason why it's no good is because it's Chatzi Eved. It's not Chatzi Eved. If it's Uber Lav Yerachim and the Reisha, so it's Uber Lav Yerachim and the Sefer also. It's because the Uber is a Dovash Lebali Yolam, or perhaps another reason why. We have a din that Kol Mashikon, the rabbi writes two explanations why, if you mishachar the Uber, why, and you leave the mother as a Shivcha Kneinis, why you shouldn't be chal. So he says another reason based on the Gemara there in Gitna, in this context. So the Gemara says, there's a machlokes atanoim in the Mishnah at the end of the first perek in Gitna, and we paskin halacha against Rav Meir. We paskin like the Chachamim that if I write a shtar shichra to be mshachra and Eviknaini, the Eviknaini happens not to be around. If the Eviknaini is around, you can even give the shtar shichra bal korchai, like a gedisha. You can give the gedisha bal korchai. So lola meisha, everything by Eviknaini is the same. The Eviknaini is not here. So if I know the Eviknaini doesn't want to be makam shichra, so he can't say zalchan le'adam shlai b'fan. You know right away that he wants to remain in Evik. Let's say you don't know one way or the other. So it's a machlokes atanoim. Rav Meir says, Chovul Eved, Sheyetz Mitachas Ad Rabbe Lacheres. The Eved was a slave so long, he has a slave mentality, he probably wants to remain a slave. And we pass like the Chachamim that we assume Schusul Eved. We assume it's in the best interest of the Eved. When he finds out later on, the Eved will find out that there was Zeicha, the Shtashicha on his behalf. He has a braver to say he doesn't want it. He can always turn it down. Whenever he says, let's say, I want to give you a matana, you're not here, so I give the matana to someone who is here to be kinder for you. So it looks like it's going to be l'tei roschos. And when you find out about it, so Gemara says, you can be meicha. If you meicha right away, so you undo the whole zochen le'adam shlevi fana, like a ger katan. But bilamosu adas bezdin, the Gemara says, is based on zochen le'adam shlevi fana. So the Gemara says, when the child grows up and he reaches the age of 13, he says, I don't want to be a ger, I'd rather remain a goy. Like any case of Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana, when the person first finds out about it, that they did him a taiva, he has a brevet to say he doesn't want. So every case of Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana was like that. It has to appear from the perspective of the present that it's going to be the taiva. So then you have a right to apply Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana, and then the person has a brevet to turn it down. The Mishnah says, let's say, by get isha. We don't know whether they have shalom bayis or not. So let's say the husband writes a get and he wants to say, if his wife is here at the dinners, he can even give her the get bal korchai. It's a nasty thing to do. There's a chem de rabbein gershom, a chem is he should curse that he should drop dead. But if he gives a get bal korchai, so the dinner that the get is chal. But let's say the wife is not here. So the husband wants to do what? He writes a get, he wants to give the get to his wife, she's not here. So does someone else have the right to pick? To accept the get on behalf of the wife. So the Mishnah says, no, Chovu Leisha, she takes the mitachas yad baila le-gerishin. So the Nesivis raises the question, why don't you say Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana? Let someone be kind of the get on behalf of the wife. Then the wife has all the options. If she has no shalom bais and she wants a get, so she has a get. And if she doesn't want to get, she'll say, I don't want to get. So why don't you say Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana to leave all the options in her hands? So the Nesivis says, he sees in the Mishnah that that's not called Zachar Adam. That I should give the wife the option, whatever she wants, she'll have whatever she'll have her way. He only applies Zachar Adam Shalom Yafan if from the perspective of the present, it appears that it's going to be L'Tayvasai of the Mekabel Matana. If I know that the woman has been fighting for years to get a get from her husband, so then we know that she wants to get divorced. Then, from the perspective of the present, it looks like it's a schus, then you can say Zachar Adam Shlevi Fana. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you can't say Zachar Adam. Same thing, let's say you're Megai or a Ger Katan. So Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan and most of the poskim held, Rabbi Soloveitchik held like that. It's only considered a schus if the child is going to be raised by observant parents. Going to be raised by non-observant parents, it's better to remain a goy. You mechayiv him in all the tariag mitzvahs, and you're not going to give him a Torah education, so he doesn't stand a chance of observing the mitzvahs. If the parents are not shomer Shabbos, they don't keep kosher, so it doesn't look like it's a schus. Even if later on the kid, the megayiv the kid, then he falls in with NCSY, then he becomes a big tzaddik. But at the time that we were megayiv him, it didn't look like it's going to turn out l'tayvasa. So you don't apply zachar adam shlevi fana. It has to look from the perspective of the present. It looks like it is l'tayvasai, and then later on, the person has the option to turn it down. But you can't do a zochen ala sofek. If you're mesupik, you don't say zochen am shalafan. It has to look from the perspective of the present that it is l'tayvasai. So that's what the din is. We paskan like the chachamim the rabbi eschus olavet sheyotz mitachas harab alacheres. We assume it is eschus. So if I wrote a shtar shichur, I want to be mishachav a yevik nine. So I give the shtar shichur to someone else, and the zech on behalf of the yevik. So why do I have to give it to someone else? I'll take it from my right hand to my left hand. I write a shtar shichur, and then I'll take it, I'll give it to myself. I'll be zech on behalf of the yevik nine. So that doesn't work. You have to give it to somebody other than yourself. So that, because when you do v'nasam b'yoda, by get you need v'nasam b'yoda. So it's no nesina if you give it from your right hand to your left hand. So if I'm going to give the shtar shichur abeknayni to my own shivcha knaynis, let's say I have two avodim. So I want to give a shtar shichur to Reuven, both avodim, Reuven and Shimon. I'm going to give a shtar shichur to Reuven to be kind on behalf of Shimon. So Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, that's like taking the Shtashicha from my right hand, putting it in my left hand, because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, Be Yad Knaini, he doesn't have a Yad for himself. So if I give the Shtashicha to my Shivcha Knainis, who's pregnant, and I say, I'm not being Meshachar you, I'm being Meshachar your Uber. So the Rabbi says, based on the Gemara, that's no good, because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, Ein Eved Yochel Lekabel Get Shichem Yad Rabbi, Avur Eved Acher Shal Rabbi. The Shtashicha never left the Rishus of the Yodan. So the Rabbi says, I would agree with the Psokim of the Rambam, but Lab Mi Taimei. And the Reisha, the Rambam says, if you Meshachrer the mother and the Uber remains in Eved, that's good. It's not a problem of Chatzi Eved. Apparently thinks Uber is Lab Yerachim, it's a different goof. And in the Sefer, the Rambam says that it's no good if you Meshachrer the Uber and you retain the mother as a Shivcha. So the Rambam says the reason why it's no good is because Chatzi Eved. So the Rabbi says, Kasher Reisha Sefer, it's a steer. He says, I can give two other explanations for the Sefer, but not the explanation that the Rambam gave. I can say that in the Sefer it's no good because Ein Eved Mekabel Get Shichem Miad Rabbi Avur Eved Achashal Rabbi, because the Shtashicha never left. It's like giving from the right hand to the left hand. Or you can say because an Uber is a Dovash Lo Bali Yoylam. But he doesn't like the reason of the Rambam. It's a famous Rav Baruch Be'er once came to America. He spent some time raising money for his yeshiva. And when he's in America, he said different shiurim. So he gave a shiur on this Rambam when he was in America. Then he went back to Europe and he gave the shiur in the yeshiva. So they started to ask him in the middle of the shiur. The Talmidim were giving him a hard time. So he got upset. He says, in America, the Balabatim understood it. How come you don't? Balabatim didn't understand it. And the Bachim asked good questions. So Baruch Be'er gave him a famous shiur on this to explain why the Rambam is not a steer, why it's not kasher Reisha Sefer. This is the famous Rambam. That's an interesting rivet. That's an interesting rivet. There is in Siman Reish Tes, the Mechaber writes, if I want to sell an Uber, I want to sell a Dovash L'Bolam to someone else, so we paskin against Rav Meir. You cannot make Kinyonim on a Dovash L'Bolam, and even when it'll become Bolam, the Kinyon won't be Chal. So the Mechaber writes, if you're selling an Uber, it's a Dovash L'Bolam. Whether you give it the Matana or you sell it, it's a Dovash L'Bolam. So the Beragoyla usually doesn't say anything. Usually Beragoyla just gives Maram Kermis. The Beragoyla over here in Simon Reish Test, the Simon about Dovash Labalam, Ois Cotton Test in the Beragoyla. So he says, where did the Mechaber get this idea from that an Uber is considered a Dovash Labalion? So he said, it's an offering of Maram Kiddushin on Dab Samach Beis, that if your wife is pregnant, and we know it's going to be a girl, maybe a girl, and I give you a ring and I say, Harid Bitech Mukudeshesli. So the Gemara says an Uber is a Dovash Lo Baliyon. So just like it's a Dovash Lo Baliyon for Kiddushin purposes, it's a Dovash Lo Baliyon for Mechira purposes as well. So that's what the Nesivis and Rebbe Kiveger used to correspond with each other. They were contemporaries. They lived in two different cities, but they corresponded together. So they both write the same thing over there. The Taina against the Mechaber. You can't be Mekadosh a piece of flesh. So your wife is pregnant, the baby wasn't born yet. So you have to be Mekadosh, a girl who was born. The girl wasn't born, this is Dovash Lo Baliyon. But I can sell a piece of flesh. You can only sell live animals. I can sell you a piece of flesh. Let's say I have an animal, I sell you the front left leg, or the front right leg. I want to sell you the tongue of the animal, I want to sell you the belly of the animal. You can sell part of an animal, so why can't you sell the Uber? You sell the Uber, but there is a piece of flesh. That's what the Nesiva says. Maybe it depends how you're selling. Am I making a deal? I'm selling you the Uber for $100. You got to pay me the money. If the Uber will be born, and it'll turn out to be of Vlad. So if I'm selling you a Bataris Uber, and if, let's say, there's a miscarriage, and the Vlad is not born, the Vlad of the Behemah turns out is not born, then the whole deal is off. So if I'm selling you a Vlad, Uber Bataris Vlad, then the Mechaber is right that it's a Dovash Lo Baliyon. But I can sell you the Uber as a piece of flesh. I sell you the Uber for $100, whether there'll be a miscarriage or it'll be born as a Vlad. So I can sell a piece of flesh. So the Rebbe Kiveger and the Nesiva is both kind of like that. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Uber is a Dovash Lo Baliyon because you can't be Mekadosh a piece of flesh. You have to be Mekadosh a Nisha. She's not born yet, so it's Dovash Lo Baliyon. But over here, by Mechira, you can sell a piece of flesh. So why shouldn't you be able to sell? So then Nesiva says the same as Rebbe Kiveger, but he says maybe it should depend Do I get my $100 back if it's going to be a miscarriage? If I get it back, it means I'm only buying the Uber b'teres v'lad. So then it's a dovish lo b'leon. But if I'm buying the Uber, I pay you the $100 and I don't get it refunded. Even if it'll be a miscarriage, I don't get my money back because I bought a piece of flesh. Then it's a dovish lo b'leon. Some of the achrayim suggest over there, do you consider an Uber a dovish lo b'leon or not? So someone suggests that it should depend whether Uber yerechim or b'lav yerechim. If you hold Uber Yerechimai, so then it's a Dovish La Baliyon, because it doesn't exist as an independent thing yet. If you hold Uber Lav Yerechimai, if you hold Uber Lav Yerechimai, so it's already an independent thing. So you see from the Ravid that he doesn't agree, because the Ravid is working on the assumption. The Ravid asks Kasha Reisha Sefer, so the Ravid says from the Reisha of the Ramam, you see that Uber Lav Yerechimai, that if you Meshachar the mother and you retain Hareat Mu, Mishuchreres of Lodech in the Uber should remain in Eved Knaini, so the Rambam and the Reisha writes that that's okay. There's no problem of Chatzi Yisha, of Meshach Chatzi Avdoin. So the Rabbi writes, obviously, you see from the Reisha of the Rambam, the Uber Lav Yerachimai. And then in the Sefer, the Rabbi says he doesn't agree with the reasoning of the Rambam. He says you can say it's a Dovah Shalom Boli Yodam. So he seems to hold that it's a Dovah Shalom Boli Yodam, even if he held Uber Lav Yerachimai. It's not totally Zebizeb. So again, so the Gemara has at least two nafkaminas in this machlekes, the Shas machlekes, but the Ubi Yerachim, but the Lav Yerachim. So one nafkamina is it a violation of the din of Meshachar Chatzi Avdoi? If you Meshachar the mother without the Uber without the mother, and we paskin that if it's Shichra Yidei Shtar, you can't be, we paskin against Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion, Rebbe's a Tana, he's of the opinion. It can be Meshachar Chatzi Avdoi, not only Yidei Kesef, even Yidei Shtar. So we paskin not so, we paskin Ayde Kesev, you can be Meshachar Chatzi Eved, Ayde Shtar, you cannot. So the Gemara has, this is a nafkemina, but the Ubi Yarchim, but the Lav Yarchim, would it be a Meshachar Chatzi Eved? And then the Gemara has another nafkemina, in Yevamas and Dafayim Ches, and in other Mesichtas, the Gemara has, we have a din, that there are Chomish Chatos HaMesas, there are five Korbanos Chatos, that you can't be Makriv in the Beis HaMikdosh, and you have to lock it, is Allah Moshim Sin, you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. So one of the Chomish Chatos HaMeses is of Lat Chatos. A Chatos always has to be in a keva. An Oila has to be always a Zocher. A Chatos has to be in a keva. Shlomi could be a Zocher or in a keva. So you mafrish Korban and a keva is a Chatos. Then it becomes pregnant and it gives birth to a Vlad. So the Vlad Chatos is Lemisa Oslo. You don't say you wait till it gets a moment, then you pay then, then you would say, Moiser kachu kachim karavaila. Whenever you have, let's say, I set aside $1,000 to bring a, I was machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, after bringing a karbon chatas, I set aside $1,000, I come to Yerushalayim, I succeed in buying a behema for a chatas for $800. So what do you do with the remaining $200? So that's called Moiser kachu kachim. Any leftover money from kachu kachim is karavaila. It automatically switches. The Mishnah in Shkolim has a drasha. Zu Merish Dorosh Yehoyod HaKoyin. He was a biblical figure. He was in Sefer Melachim. So he darshan a pasuk in Chumash that Moisa Chatos Korev Oilo, Moisa Kachi Kachim Korev Oilo. Any leftover Chatos is Korev Oilo. So the Chumash Chatos HaMeses, I'm an exception to the rule. The Allah Moshe Messina says that the din of Moisa Chatos Korev Oilo doesn't apply to the Chumash Chatos HaMeses. So you have a Vlad Chatos is Lemisa Oslo. So the Gemara has a Machlekes, what if I'm Magdish and a Keva Meuberes, and turns out that the Uber is also in a Keva, they're both in a Keva. I'm Mafish in a Keva Meuberes Lechatos, and then the Keva gives birth. So do you say, oh, it's a Vlad Chatos, so it's Lemisa Oslo, Vlad Chatos, one of the Chamish Chatos Ames is Lemisa Oslo, or should I say no? The keva was pregnant already. I know it's pregnant at the time that I'm mafrish it as a chatos. So maybe it's like mafrish te chatos lachrayis. You can't be mafrish a chatos beneder and adov. Chatos, if you weren't mechal Shabbos b'shoge, if you didn't eat chametz but pesach b'shoge, you didn't violate an isa koris b'shoge, so you can't bring a chatos. You can only be mafrish a chatos if you're a mechuyev to. So let's say the person is mechuyev chatos, he knows he's mechuyev, and it's mafish two chatos. So one might have thought you can't be mafresh two chatos. Mafresh one, so the second one is not bo ben edim and adav. So the Gemara says no, he's mafresh the second one leachrayis. He says if the first one gets lost, I want to be miskapel with the second one. So the Gemara says that's legitimate, that's acceptable. You don't say the second one is not chal because the chatos is not bo ben edim and adav. If mafresh chatos leachrayis is okay. So the Gemara says what if he's mafresh nekeva lechatos and nekeva is pregnant, and it turns out that the Uber turns out to be in a kefa. So Rabbi Yechanan is quoted in the Gemara, and Yivam is dafayin chesem and aleph, rotzabah miskapah, rotzabah vlada miskapah. You can be miskapah either with the mother or the vlad. Gemara says, why? Because Uber lav yerechima. If the din would have been Uber yerechima, so he was only magdish the mother, then the vlad is born later. It's a vlad chatas. Vlad chatas is lemisa ozla. That's the halach of Moshe Sinai. But if you say Uba Lav Yerachima, so it's not called the Vlad Chatas, it's called like Mafish Techatos Lachrais. So this is the Gemara has this Machlokes Tanoim and Amaroim, whether you hold Uba Yerachima or Uba Lav Yerachima. And Shiloh over here in Tosis is, how should you paskan halacha lamaisa? Because there's a stira between the various sugyas. There is a sugya in Chulin, Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph. The next Tosis quotes it. The second Tosis, Diba Maschal Mai Taima. So the Gemara has their machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. They often have a lot of machlokes. And what's the din of Vlad Trefa? What's the din of a Vlad Trefa? Could you be makrevit or not? You can't be makrevit Trefa on the Mizbeach. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. You can't be makrevit Trefa. So what about a vlad of a trefa? So that's a machlok satanaim. What exactly are they arguing about? So the Gemara has different suggestions. So one of the suggestions is that the eber the cow is pregnant already, and then she became a trefa while she was pregnant already. The Gemara has another pshat. Maybe she was nitrefa with the besof ebra. Maybe she became a trefa first, and then she became pregnant, if that's physically possible. That's a discussion about whether trefi or lettuce, trefi any or lettuce. That's a biological question. The Gemara has that shiloh also. So if the case where there's a machleg zebles and Rabbi Yeshua is eber nitrefa first with himself nisabro, so then what's the machleg satanoim? So the Gemara said the machleg is that hayotzim and atomei tomei. If you have an animal that's osa bachila or osa vano, so the vlad, anything, the milk that comes out of it. Let's say you have a hen that's treif, an eagle that's treif. So the eagle lays eggs. So the beitza soif tami is osa bachila. Chalav behemet meya is osa bachila. Chalav abe treif is osa bachila. So if you have a treif that gives birth to a vlad, so just like the milk of the treif was godel biyis, so just like the eggs of the hen that's a treif are godel biyis, so it's osir. Yotzim and osir is osir. So the vlad of a trefa should also be osa. But the father was not a trefa. You need a mother and a father in order to give birth to a vlad. So that's yoytzim min ha'osam min amutar. So that's a machlege satanayim. That's called zeb zegur. If you have yoytzim min ha'osam is osa, that's a din. But if yoytzim min ha'osam min amutar, that's called zeb zegur. We pass na zeb zegur is mutar. So that's one pshat the Gemara gives, that we're talking about nitrefa with absof nisabra, if you assume that trefi or lettuce, if it's biologically possible. The other pshat the Gemara gives is no, it's nisabra with a besof nitrefa. The female animal first became pregnant, and then she became nitrefa later. So what's the machloikis now? Now it's not a shagla of zeb zegoyrim. The father's out of the picture already. She already became pregnant, and the male disappeared. So the Gemara says it's going to be a shagla of ubi yerechima, ubi lav yerechima. If you hold Uba Yerechima, so it's one vlad, so that when the treif is developed on the mother, so it developed on the Uber as well. So the vlad treif is going to be osa bachil. But if you hold Uba lav Yerechima, so the mother is a nitrefa and the Uber is not nitrefa. So how do we paskin there? That's how the Gemara suggests the pshatis. How do we paskin there? So we paskin the hokel. That's what Tosis quotes Mar Mekoymes, that vlad of it, Tosis quotes the Gemara and Beitza on the first pairing and other Gemaras, that the vlad of a trefa is a muta bachila. So it seems that we paskin uber lav yerechimai. But then on the other hand, the Gemara Tosis quotes in the beginning of the first Tosis, Diba Maschamai Taima, Taisus quotes Rava says that Abeimahanirvas, is pasul legabe mizbeach. So what about Vlad Hanirvas and Vlad Hanugachas? So Rava says also legabe hamizbeach. Also, you're not allowed to be makarvik. We had the Gemaras before about the Rabeba Neva Muktzma Neva. It's all also pasul legabe mizbeach. So Rava says Vlad Hanirvas is also Vlad Hanugach is also because he Vlad Anokel he Vlad Anirva. What does that mean? So the Pasha Peshat is that it means Ubi Yerachimai. So it's Astira. On the one hand, Rava says he Vlad Anokel he Vlad Anirva means Ubi Yerachimai. On the other hand, we paskin that the Vlad of a Trefa is Muta Bachila. Gemara is all over the place. And the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Nun Ches, that's if it's the Sabra with the Besof Nitra for, that's the Shaila of Ubi Yerachimai. So we paskin Lahokel. We pass on the Uber Lav Yerachim, so it's a stira. So Taisus quotes half of this story. If you look in the Ran in Chulan on that Daf, on Daf Nun Chen, that's a very famous Ran. I'll explain why it became famous. Because of the issue of abortion. So the Ran in Chulan, Daf Nun Ches, Ran on the Rif, quotes, this is a machlokes, the Ri and the Rabbein Atam. Which Gemara do you pass on like? So we have half of this story, but Omeri, in the middle of the long thesis, the first day Maschal my time, thesis quotes in the middle of the Omeri, the answer to this theory is the B'chom Makom Buba Yerachimayu. We always pass in Buba Yerachimay, and the one exception to the rule is Trefa. Why? Enachinami now, Ubi Yerachimay, and where the mother was Nitra for the Uber is also considered a Nitra for Tzuba Yerachimay, it's Eva Meva Reha. But when the Uber is born, it bounces out of the mother's body, so it's healed. Now it's no longer a trefa. The blood is going to live out maybe as mishana. Like a man mishin nitra femima, because now it has a chiyus. And the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have it in Tosis, but the Ran, on Chulin Daf Nun Ches, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam is the uncle of the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, holds no. The Iker din is that we pass Kanuba lab yerachimai. I, but the Gemara, we pass like Rav of Vlad Hanavas and Vlad Hanagachas says, also, he Vlad Anokri, Vlad Anirva says, no, that's not based on Ubi Yerachimai. It means that they both participated in the Revi and they both participated in the Nerigicha. So it's a machloikas, the Ri and the Rabbein Atam, how you should pass in Halacha, whether Ubi Yerachimai, Uba Lav Yerachimai. The Ramam is problematic because of the Kasha Reisha Asefa, because of the Stira, and Rav Baruch Beh gave the Teretz, and others gave other Terutzim. It's a question what the Ramam paskins. But the Ri and the Rabbein and Tam have a machlokes. Yeah. Where would you look to find this in Shulchan Aruch? So of all places, it's in Aruch Chaim Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur when you shlag kaparis. A lot of people don't shlag kaparis. So the Ramah says if a woman is muberes, so you should take two tanegolim. Maybe she'll have a boy, maybe she'll have a girl. So she needs a female. She needs a tanegolis mekeva. But if the baby turns out to be a boy, then you're going to need a zocher tarnagol, not a tarnagol. So the Vilna Goyen there goes in this whole dissertation. How do we pass? You don't need two kaparis. If ubalav yarchim, then you need two kaparis. One for the mother, one for the uber. What's the nekudas, the machloikis over here? That the Ri holds, even if you hold b'chol makom buba yarchim, levad linyan trefa. Because now once the Vlad is born, so it's like it healed. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds no, that from the fact that we paskin that Vlad Trefa is Muta, that's a Raya Brura that we paskin Uba Lab Yerchima. What's the Machloikis here? Whether you should say Trefa is different. So the Pashta says that it's a Machloikis. Is there a rule that Trefa Choseris Lachshera or not? Let's say an animal develops a Simen Trefas, and then it heals. Or let's say you take the doctor to a veterinarian and he does surgery and he fixes it up. So is there a din that trefa ain't a chazeres lachsher? Once it's a trefa, it remains also the other word? Oh no. Maybe if it heals, it's good. So the Pashtus is that it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. There is a din in the Gemara that if the animal has a sircha on the lungs, it's also bachila, it's a trefa. So Gemara says, why? Because ain't sircha below nekev. If you have a sircha on the lungs, it's a simen. That what? Ain't sircha below nekev. So Rashi says, it's a simen that was a nekev, and the sircha developed from the fluid that came out through the nekev. But sometimes the sircha is kosher. Sometimes trefa, sometimes kosher. So Rashi obviously learns that even though it had a nekev, 5 months ago it had an ekev and it was a treifa, and then the fluid came out and it made a stima. So if it makes a stima maliyase, then it becomes kosher. And if it doesn't develop a stima maliyase, then it remains treifa. So Tosus in Chulin disagrees with Rashi. Is that Tosus on Mem Vova or something? Mem Vova on the base, going over to Mem Zayin and Aleph, a long Tosus. So the first 10 lines, Tosus argues with Rashi, how can it be? If the animal already ain't sircha v'loinek ready, has a sircha, so it's also bachila. So how can it be? There is no such thing. Treif einach hazeres lachshir. So Tosus translates, the Gemara ain't sircha v'loinek, if it's sofali nokev. It's a treif al shem socha, al shem sofa. That's a big chiddush. So the Macheshes has an essay about that. Macheshes was a dying in Vilna together with Reb Chaim Oizer. He was older than Reb Chaim Oizer, and he outlived him also. Chaim Oizer died at the age of 80. So he was older than him. He delivered a hesped at his funeral. So the Rav Soloveitchik used to visit Vilna. Kolzman, that his father lived in Europe, he spoke and learned with his father. When Rav Moshe Soloveitchik moved to America, so he had to talk to someone and learning. So he was going to university then in Berlin. So he used to travel from Berlin to Vilna to talk and learning with Reb Chaim Oizer. All the yeshiva bachmer used to talk and learning with Reb Chaim Oizer. He knew how to write shuvas and he knew how to talk and learning yeshiva shetayra. He knew the old style learning. He knew Reb Chaim style of learning. He knew everything. He was a super genius rabbi. When Rav Soloveitchik went to talk and learning with Reb Chaim Oizer, he would sometimes talk and learning with Reb Henoch Egish. He wrote the Macheshes every so often. He would quote things from the Macheshes, different stories, different psokim, different shilas that he discussed with him. So the Macheshes has an essay about this. What kind of a din is that? Sofali nokev. Let's say I have an animal that's holding by gesisa. The Mishnah has hashech des hamsukenes. Have an animal that's about to die. So shecht it quickly, so it'll be mutta b'achila. If it's going to die, it'll be an avela. So the Mishnah said, that's okay. You have to ascertain that you shechted it, and by shechting it, you killed it before it would have otherwise died. If in the middle of shechita it dies, then it's also b'achila. And if it wouldn't have lived longer anyway, it's also also b'achila, because it comes out, you didn't kill the animal by doing the shechita. It died a natural death. It died the same time it would have died anyway, even if you wouldn't have shechted it. So that's not called the shechita. So the Mishnah says in Chulan, a shechet is hamsukenes, is a good shechita, only provided that the animal is kicking its legs a little bit after the shechita is finished, so you know that you killed the animal with the shechita, so it's a kosher shechita. So what do you mean? Sofo. Everybody's going to die. I'm an avail already now. What do you mean? The animal is going to develop a neck. So the Macheshes has a beautiful essay about this. Tosis has it in more than one place. More than one. Not only sirchas on the lungs. Tosis has it when you get the nikav krum shel moich. Also, there's a concept of sofali nokem, and he explains the two different kinds of treifa. Sometimes it's treifa because the animal already has a treifa. So sometimes it's al shem ha'asid because it's going to develop, and he has an afkaminis l'dina. Has a beautiful essay. So this is a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, by the treifa chazeres lachsher. Rashi holds, yes, Rashi holds, ain't sircha beloy nekev. Every time there's a sircha, it indicates there already was a nekev. And sometimes it'll make us, sometimes the fluid will make us timim ma'ayis, it'll be chazeres lachsher. This, and Tosfos says, there is no such thing. Treifa ain't chazeres lachsher. And the story with the sircha says, ain't sircha beloy nekev, it's an indication it's going to develop a nekev, and it's a treifa al shem ha'osid. This machloikis is also machloikis, the Rosh and the Ramban. There's a Mishnah in the Perek Behemam Kasha. If the animal breaks its leg, any one of the four legs breaks its leg, but Makam Tzumas HaGidin. You have a whole bunch of Gidin that cross over on each other. So if it breaks a leg by the Makam Tzumas HaGidin, so the whole animal is a treifa. You can't eat anything. If it breaks its leg lower or higher, so from the break on is Asa Bachila. That's Basu V'yeva Behemah. Basu V'yeva HaMadulda B'Behemah Chai V'yoyif. Is asa b'achila. The rest of the animal is mutter, and from the break on is asa. That's based on the pasuk basa basoda treifa. Losachel basoda means chutzlim chitzasa. So if it broke a leg and it's limping, that part is just dangling. It's not being supplied with blood. So that part is asa b'achila, and the rest of the animal is mutter. So the Ramban, the Rosh quotes Hikshah Ramban. If the animal has a break in the leg by the Tzumas HaGidin, why do you say it's a treifa? Let the sheikha take a saw, cut off another 2 inches higher, and it'll become kosher. So the Ramban says, Anachinami, if he has seichel, he'll cut off another 2 inches and the animal won't be a treif. He wasn't thinking. He shechted the animal and then he realizes it has a broken leg by the Tumas Agid. That's the Ramban's answer. The Rosh says, what in the world is he talking about? There is no such thing. The Rosh holds like the Balei Atei, says, treif einach hazeres lachshera. And he proves a Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have a ben pekua, the Mishnah says, if you have a ben pekua and it sticks out a leg, then the Gemara says, before the shechita of the mother, even if it pulls the leg back in, and at the time you shech the mother, the whole ben pekua is inside the mother, but kivin sheyotza basal chutz l'mechitzasa in Nesar, that's when the word basada, basa basada treifa. Treifa is also ba'ir also, it's not only also basada. So why do you say basa basada treifa? Basada has the connotation, kivin sheyotza basal chutz l'mechitzasa. So chutz l'mechitzasa means if you have kachi kachin that were taken out of the Azara, if you have kachim kalim taken out of Yerushalayim, or if you have the uber sticks its leg out of the mother's rechem ha'im, by kachim kachim the mechitza is azara, by kachim kalim mechitza is Yerushalayim, and by uber the mechitza is rechem ha'im. So once the uber, once the ben pekuah sticks a leg out, that leg is asa b'achil. And even if it pulls it back in, the Gemara says ki treifa, just like treifa ein achazeres lachshera, so to the leg is ein achazeres lachshera. So the Rosh says it's a beferish Gemara treifa ein achazeres lachshera. So that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh. Is the pashtus the same machlokes between Rashi and the Balei Atosis? We assume in Shulchan Aruch that treifa ein achazeres lachshera. We even have, there's a famous shach in Siman Kuf Hei, Zivkot Yud Zayin, a very famous shach. Shach says, if you cook basa b'cholob, it becomes asr. Chaticha nas nabela, the basa becomes asr and the cholob becomes asr. So even if epshel hafrido, even if you succeed in removing every speck of milk from the meat, it'll still remain asr. Once it becomes basa b'cholob, it's asr. If you have, let's say, a flesh was cooked with dam, and you can succeed in removing all the dam of flesh was cooked in chaylev, and you have a way of removing every single particle of chaylev, then it's a beferish gemara that epshel hafrida b'shari surim is mutter. It's only awesome when it's together. But by basa b'cholav, the shach has a machlokes achrayim, and he says it's awesome. Paskan's halach, and then it's awesome. That's the kol treifein hachazeres lachshera. In Shulchan Aruch, the same kuf yud beis, there is a machlokes, the mechaba, the ramah, regarding bishol akum. Let's say Anochri cooks some food, Kemaychal ben de Rusoi. So it becomes also Bachila, it's Bisholakum. My next door neighbor cooks it, it's Bisholakum. So then he did a steak and it's rare done. And then, so it's also Bachila. Then a Jew takes this steak and he puts it back on the fire and he cooks it cold circuit. Now it's Mavusha cold circuit. So there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Do you say Treif Einach Hazeres Lahershera? Since it became Treif, it remains Treif. But he say no. So the Ran has a tshuva. The Ran explains there's one big machlokes with three nafke minas ledina regarding the nature of the iser of bishalakum. The chachamim prohibited bishalakum because they're afraid it's going to lead to intermarriage, become shum chasnas. So do you say that that's the reason why they prohibited? What motivated the iser was mishum chasnas, but the iser is macholas asuras. Or do you say no? The iser is when you eat bishalakum, it's like dancing with the nachris. It's like kissing a nachris, it may lead to chasnus. So what's an afkemina? Whether because of chasnus they introduced the gzeira macholas asuras, or they said, no, this is a hiskarvis with the nachris. So the Ran and the Tshuva has three nafkeminas. There's one nafkemina. What if the nachri cooked it, kemaychal ben the Rishoy, then Yisrael continues to cook it. So if it becomes macholas asuras, the Rabbana treif ein achazeres lahachsher. And we don't. The Ramah doesn't paskin like that. The Ramah paskins it's only an isa chasnas. It's not macholas asuras. Second afkamina is whether you need shishim or not. Why do you ever need shishim? Because tam kiyika. Tam kiyika only applies if the thing is macholas asuras. So do you need shishim by bishalakum? What do you say? No, it's an isa mishum chasnas. It's batel b'roiv. So we paskin there. Roiv is enough. You don't need shishim. Again, that's consistent. The third issue, which the Ran says Al Pi Pashto should be told as Zemzeh, the third issue is whether you have to kasha the kelim or not. Let's say the Nochri cooked Bishalakum and my kelim. He cooked kosher food, but it's Bishalakum. So do you say Tam Kiker? So Tam Kiker Yasa the Kli. But there's no Tam Kiker. It's not Macholas Asuris. It's Chasnas. So there's no Chasnas. I'm not going to marry a Nochris because I'm going to cook kosher food in a pot. So that's a problem. In the first two cases, we're makel. By Trefa Chazeres Lachsheru Umekel, because we hold that it's not Macholas Asuris. And by Shishim Umekel, you don't need Shishim, all you need is Reif. So why is it by the Blias Kelim, the Machaber quotes the two Shitas, and everybody's Machmed, the Mishnah Berurah is just Mekel. If the Nochri cooked Bishalak and Prochel Hashem Besakon on Shabbos, Chodesh Emes HaKonan eats food on Shabbos, so he permitted to ask a Nochri to cook, and the Chodesh is allowed to eat the Bishalakim on Shabbos. Whatever is left over every Shabbos, after Shabbos, he shouldn't eat. You should cook new food. But that was Beheta. It was permissible to ask the Nochri to cook the food on Shabbos, Avor HaChodesh, and then the Chodesh is allowed to eat the food. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, there you can be mekel that you don't have to kasha the pot. Because that Bishalakim Bishaita was Mutta. Whatever is left over will be us. So that's, but normally we say you do have to kasha after Bishalach. So according to the Tshuvas Aran, should really be Toli Zebezeb. So there's some kind of a teretz on the kasha. So the Pashtus is that that's part of the issue here between the Rabbi Natam and the Ri. If you hold Trefa Chazeres Lachshera, so then there's no raya from the Vlad of a Trefa that is Muta Bachila. He can't prove that Uba Lab Yarachim, Ubi Yarachim, but it got healed. Trefa Chazeres Lachshera, and the Vlad was born. So now it's completely healthy. But if you all trefa ain't a chazer esach shera, so then the fact that the vlad trefa is mutter should be an indication that the ubalav yerachima. So that's part of this machlokes. Then I never got to it. Some other time we'll have to talk. The Ran and Chulin, the Ran and the Rif and Chulin, Daf Nunches has a big chiddush when he quotes the machlokes the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether we pasken uba yerachima ubalav yerachima. So he talks about that gemara in Erechin Dab Zayin, the last Omid Aleph in the first perik in Erechin. But the Gemara has a line of a woman is chayv misa and she's pregnant. You don't wait till she gives birth to the baby. You give her the death penalty. Not even they're going to kill the Uber. So the Gemara says pshita. Why is it pshita? You're killing the Uber. Why is it so pshita? So the Gemara says no. Mao detema. The Gemara doesn't say mao detema. You're killing the Uber. The Gemara says mao detema. That there's an institution of the Mevelotis and Baba Kamis, so it's Mamayna de Baal, so you shouldn't be Mapsa the husband. Kamash Malone, you don't worry about. Mamayna de Baal, why don't you worry about the abortion? So it would appear from the Gemara that there's no problem. Why not? So some Rishonim say, because Ubi Yerachimah, so there's no, so he's not Ubi Yerachimah, so Eva Meva Rea. So it's a Rai from the Gemara and Erech and Abzain, Ubi Yerachimah. And the Ran says the other Rishonim hold a different Nakuda. So that Nakuda that the Ran has, that a whole group of Achronim all came up with a Chiddush. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has, and the Rav said, and the Rav Delvala has in his notes, and the Chazanish has, and a different, many more. The Stipula has many Gedolim from the last 100 years all came up with this Ran. Rav Soloveitchik said it without the Ran. But they all came up with this Ran has a Chiddush, but I get to this some other time we'll have to talk about it.